Residents from Anaktuvuk Pass are in Juneau this week to lobby against a proposed road to Umiat, an area with oil and gas potential. The state wants to build the road as part of its Roads to Resources program. But community members say it would disrupt the caribou herds they depend on for subsistence. APRN's Annie Fite reports.
The gravel road would run 100 miles west from the Dalton Highway to the foothills of the Brooks Range, about 80 miles northwest of Anaktuvuk Pass. Andrew Hobson is a tribal council member there. He says 80 miles may sound like a long way, but it's close when you consider the subsistence resources at stake.
It would affect the fish in our rivers, the calving grounds for our caribou, and the nesting grounds for our waterfowl. And our majority of our diet is subsistence, and which we depend on so much.
Hobson is visiting the offices of a dozen lawmakers and also meeting with members of the Parnell administration at the Capitol. Lillian Gordon Stone, a teacher from Anaktuvuk Pass, is also in Juneau for the meetings. She says the road will benefit the oil companies at the expense of the Inupiat people in her community.
It might not be our land on paper, but historically and culturally, it's our land, it's what we depend on. It's the road to Umiat will drastically change who we are. If we don't have caribou, then we don't have our identity.
The state estimates there are between 200 and 300 million barrels of oil in Umiat and 31 trillion cubic feet of natural gas. Joe Buck is Roads to Resources manager for the state. He says the road would also provide an access point for the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska.
There's a large area up on the north side of the Brooks Range, which has known oil and gas resources, but they're virtually inaccessible.
Buck says leaseholders currently have access to Umiat on an ice road in the winter and by plane. He says the total price tag for the road depends on the route, but estimates it would cost up to $300 million. He's optimistic the road will eventually be built. He says it's important for the future of the state.
Our state revenues are significantly funded through royalties from that resource, and I think it's very important that we look at accessing the area in a safe and prudent manner, and I believe that's exactly what we're doing.
Buck says he hopes the environmental impact statement on the road will be complete by the end of next year, but after that it would be several years before the road was complete. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Fite.